It is such a small detail in that whole wonderful, familiar, sweeping story of resurrection that we heard read from John's Gospel this morning. Such a small detail. While it was still dark, that we almost miss it. But in a very real way, perhaps it is the most important part of the Easter story. If I ask you what you associated with Easter, you might respond like the children did this morning and in a whole variety of different ways. Maybe you would talk about light and joy, the glory of the Easter flowers, the incredible beauty and majesty of the music we've experienced this morning, the warming weather, the dogwoods, the azaleas, all those things that you gave up for Lent that you now get to go home and feast on as soon as we're finished with worship. But that's not where the Easter story begins. It begins in the darkness of the early morning with a woman going to mourn at the tomb of the one who had given her life new meaning. The light of her life went out when Jesus was arrested and beaten and crucified. If you've been bereaved, if you've lost a job, if a relationship has died, if you've suffered some irreparable loss, you know what that feels like. Grief isn't specific. Grief doesn't affect us just when we think about the person or the thing that we have lost. Everything on earth seems out of kilter, and nothing seems right. The whole world is dark while we grieve, while we wait. That's how Mary was feeling when she came to the tomb. It's still dark, dark outside, dark inside, and nothing now can ever come to any good. But when she arrives, she finds something perplexing. The stone has been rolled away and the tomb is empty. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, although yet she does not understand what that means. All this has happened while it was still dark. Resurrection happens in the middle of the night, not with the rising of the sun. It happens when we're not expecting it. Not when we're looking for it. It happens to Mary and to others while they're still sunk in that deepest gloom. It happens when all is lost, when Jesus has been dead 3 days, when perhaps they have begun to adjust to the thought of life without Him in it. When they've started to accept that their hopes of deliverance were false. Yet all the while they are feeling at these things. As they sit huddled in misery in an upper room with a door locked and bolted behind them in fear, something great and wonderful is happening. Like that caterpillar that is slowly turning into that butterfly, like the seed that germinates in the dark where no one can see it, life has begun to defeat death. God does mysterious and holy things in the darkness of our lives. When Mary comes to the tomb, while it's still dark. Resurrection has happened. Christ has returned from his dark journey and burst forth into the new life that God has prepared for him and invites us to enter along with him. You may have come here this morning not feeling at all ready for Easter. For you, it might still be dark. The light and the joy of the Easter celebrations may make that darkness only feel darker. But you see, it's not our celebrations that cause resurrection. It's not the music and the flowers and the sermons that raised Christ. It's not putting on a brave face that gives us life. Rather, it's in those moments when we allow ourselves to feel and to face that hopelessness and that doubt and that fear. It's in those moments when we're ready to let go of our own efforts that resurrection begins. Looking back, that's when we discover, in the darkness, we've already begun that journey to new life. Jesus tells us that it's in the grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies that new life comes forth, stronger and more deeply rooted than the old one. And the message of the gospel is that this happens not when we are ready, when we have managed to struggle out of the darkness by our own efforts, but while it is still dark. Christ is not the light at the end of the tunnel. Christ is the light in the tunnel with us. Resurrection is something that happens to you and to me, not just at the moment of our last breath here on earth, but over and over and over again. It's the wonderful discovery that although we thought hope was dead and buried, though we thought all was lost, though it is dark and we think it always will be, God has other ideas for us. Beneath the surface of our lives, His new life is germinating and is growing. And at some moment, probably the moment we least expect it, it will burst forth. Every time this happens in my life, I'm surprised all over again to discover that what I feel like the end of the world was just a gateway into a new beginning. The empty cross upon which we look today reminds us always that the worst thing is never the last thing. Today and in the days to come, we're invited to see Christ, to find Him in our own lives. He stands in those places where for us it may still be dark, calling our names, waiting for us to recognize Him, until we see that resurrection has already happened for us and new life has begun. Thanks be to God who gives us this victory through our Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.